Good morning, good people. It is 17th August 2020. The readings are from Ezekiel chapter 24 verses 15 to 24 and the gospel from Matthew chapter 19 verses 16 to 22. We mourn and murmur for many things in our lives. The first reading invites us to reflect those moments when we have no time to mourn. The greatest loss is the failure to recognize God's presence, our relationship with God and one another. Prophet Ezekiel remains a sign for the people of Israel in going through grief and loss of his beloved wife without any outward mourning. Our participation in the life of God is possible in the sharing the life of God with others. There is an emptiness we feel in us and around, even after having all the blessings of God bestowed on us. Our beings never get settled with something that is fleeting. The young man in today's gospel is in each one of us. We want life, but not ready to live a selfless, forgiving, compassionate, and sharing life. Following set of commandments do not satisfy human hunger for life. Perfection comes in sharing the best we have with others. We pacify ourselves at times by giving a piece of bread to the hungry, sharing 1/10 of our earnings, and doing some peace work for the church and community. There is a kind of joy in making others happy. What we cling mostly in our lives is the very thing makes us slaves to the same, whether it is money, riches, wealth, fame, and popularity. Life is a gift from God, insofar as we share it with others. Unwrapped gifts are as equal as nothing. God looks for someone who can share it all. Is it possible? It is possible when we are willing to let go of what we think as a security and surrender completely to God. Jesus is not looking for a part-time follower and a partial donor for being part of the kingdom. The young man was not ready to let go. How about us? We are happy with God as long as God does not ask us what we treasure most. What would be the most difficult thing in our life to let go in order to let in to the kingdom of God? Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." Matthew chapter 19 verse 21. May you have a good day in choosing God, and be blessed.